it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And it's Wednesday. We got a lot to get into in the world of sports. Yeah, let's start off here. We got a college quarterback who quit on his team because they're not paying him enough money. Wow. We got a Miami Dolphins team. They don't know who the hell their quarterback is. Well, Tua went down. Whoa. We got a wide receiver in Dallas who's saying, my bad, I'm sorry, I was being too much of a diva. We got Major League Baseball teams. We got the A's who are shutting things down in Oakland. And we got a White Sox team that's been shut down all year. Caitlin Clark, her season, a sterling rookie season, it might get shut down today. The Fever might get eliminated from the postseason. Andrew Brandt is going to join us, a sports business expert. I'm going to ask him about all these college athletes, NIL. Got guys quitting on teams now. It's crazy. And, of course, it's Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a new top six list. Because there's so much money that's being moved and not moved all over the world of sports, I think it's appropriate to share with you a top six list. We're talking about some of the top six crooks in the world of sports. Who the hell has been stealing the money? Oh, yeah, that top six list is coming your way 2 hours from now. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. First of all, thank you for listening. I don't know how you're listening, but there are various ways, a variety of ways that you can tune in. On the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, you can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever the hell you live. I don't know where you live. Thank you for listening. Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. You don't even have to lift a finger, okay? Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, X, Twitter, whatever the hell it's called today, you can find me there. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. We got some unfortunate breaking news. I told you I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we got a little bit of a tropical storm situation. We got a hurricane that's brewing in the Gulf. Got water and wind getting ready to beat up on people. It's not fun. All my people down closer to the Gulf in Florida and Tallahassee off the side and South Georgia. I'm sending you a lot of love. Here in Atlanta right now, it's storming. It's raining. I'm looking out the window in the studio. It's dark. It's cloudy. It's rain. Welcome to planet Earth. These things happen, right? Anyway, the New York Mets and the Braves are not going to be playing today and tomorrow. The Braves beat the Mets yesterday. Braves are going to be going on. Mets are going to take on the Brewers. And then we're supposed to have a doubleheader on Monday if the game is necessary. Well, damn it, the playoffs are supposed to start on Tuesday. Welcome to Mother Earth. Hickey, you got to wait for the Mets and the Braves, man. It sucks for you.
It does. A question for you, since this has obviously been on the radar.
Yeah.
How long have you kind of known that this hurricane is headed your way? Like, when did people start talking about Helen?
Oh, we knew this pretty much since the weekend that it was probably going to swing up this way.
So four or five days at least?
I'd say the week. Is that 4 or 5 days, I guess? Three to five?
Okay, 3 to 4. The lack of foresight by baseball to not see this coming, to not make contingency plans, to now have a doubleheader played, possibly, potentially, depending on how this weekend goes, to have a doubleheader played and then expect the winner of the Mets-Braves series to then go out west, potentially,
Tuesday,
to play the very next day is ridiculous.
It's
like,
not,
what do we do? How is that? How do you not have a contingency plan?
Well, what's the contingency plan? You only got 5 days left in the season.
Well, move it to a neutral site.
Like where?
I don't know. You got to look around. I mean, there's Ohio? Are the Guardians home?
You want to move the Braves up to Ohio and tell the Mets go play in Ohio to get the game out the way?
If you were a player on the Braves or Mets, would you rather play this series, get all three games in as scheduled in Ohio, right, or would you have to rather play a doubleheader on Monday and then fly possibly again out west to play, well, not possibly, they will probably play the Padres, out west to then play a playoff game less than 24 hours later? I bet you they would both sign up for a neutral site.
Well, here's the thing. It ain't none of their choice, right? Like, it's up to the Braves. They played a game yesterday. The Mets lost the game. You got today, which was not going to happen because it's raining cats and dogs right now. And you got tomorrow's game that is not going to happen because I think the heart of whatever is left of the hurricane is supposed to swing up this way as a tropical storm sometime between, you know, late Thursday into Friday morning. And so there was no way in hell that we were going to get two games. But this boils down to the Braves, and it boils down to Major League Baseball saying, whatever, we'll figure it out. The Braves wouldn't want to give up the money for the game from yesterday. That's really what it is. Like, we heard about the storm. There was no guarantee of this time or that. And I thought from a few days ago, I said, maybe they get one game in and you get a doubleheader in on Wednesday or Thursday. I think it would be a lot to just say, hey, go play in Cleveland or, I don't know, what's the closest ballpark? Not Miami. Hell no, can't do that. It's Storm City.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. What's further east? Am I going to D.C. next? Like, what is
D.C.? I mean, possibly. I mean, if you're MLB, I don't know. Let's just quick ballpark it $1 million that you get at the gate yesterday between ticket sales, concessions. Wow. Do you not have, call it $1 million to spare to throw the Braves? Hey, you missed, you know, bruh, it's unfortunate, but
nobody's throwing away money. If the Braves had a chance to roll out this doubleheader, which they do, then they'll run it back on Monday. And from what I have gathered, they will play these games, if they're necessary. And they are likely to be necessary as, you know, here we are at the end of the season. The Mets are a half game up and the Braves are still trying to stay in it. It's highly likely that they're going to play on Monday. And they're going to play those games? They're going to play them right here in Georgia, Hickey. So money talks. Common sense, not so much. What are you going to do the next couple of days? Sweat? You going to wait for them to play Milwaukee?
I guess so. Hope Lindor's back heals between then and now. Now and then, I guess. And hopefully Monday they're healthier. Ready to go. Here's another scenario that could happen. I guess that's just bizarre. Classic baseball.
Yes.
What if the Mets clinch a playoff spot this weekend? Then they would still have to play if the Braves haven't been eliminated, if it's them and the D-backs. So now you're going to have the Mets go to Atlanta, play one, potentially two games that don't matter to them whatsoever, just so that the Braves could try to play their way into the postseason to then, again, go out west to play a playoff game 24 hours later.
Equal opportunity.
Oh, my. I didn't even think about that. Like, what are we doing?
Life isn't fair. Everybody gets 162 games, and if the Mets didn't want to do this crap, they should have been good from the beginning of the season.
Well, if the Braves, you know, could look at a weather forecast.
Oh, well.
How about we move the game and let's boys play, all right?
There's no way where they could have just forecasted out that much. Not between a 3-day span. Like, Monday makes the most sense. I get it. Baseball could have kind of overruled them and said, hey, just get out the way or we'll move it. But it makes sense. Maybe not for the Mets. It doesn't seem fair because it's not, but life isn't fair. And let's also remember, God hates the Mets. You should know that, Hickey. Come on.
I try to believe it's not true.
Yeah, well, what do you think Grimace is walking around for? Like, I don't know. Grimace is, I don't know where he's from, but McDonald's. I know he's from McDonald's, but anyway. Hey, good luck to the Mets. Good luck to the Braves, depending on where you live. And good luck to everybody with this storm. I know we got a lot of people probably listening in and just trying to take their minds off of getting smacked around by weather and rain and what have you. But I'm here with you in the studio. I had the valet steal my umbrella on the way in. No, I didn't valet my car. Valet in the area literally was like, hey, I need your umbrella. He saw me walking inside. I said, fine, take it. Take it. Make sure it's here. Hickey, the valet took my umbrella. I told him, I will be back in 4 hours. Make sure my umbrella is here. I knew that somebody's going to steal. He told me he needed this umbrella because he lent his umbrella to somebody and they stole it. Is my umbrella going to be downstairs when I leave the studio?
I would brace yourself for that answer being no.
Hickey, this is a giant golf umbrella.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
This was a gift. This was a gift from our local station, 92.9 The Game, here in Atlanta. I got this is an umbrella. This is the best umbrella I've ever had in my life because I'm not spending $200 for an umbrella, okay? It's going to be gone.
Oh, I'm rooting for you. I really am, but...
The valet guy sees me every day. He knows my name. He knows my family. He knows me. He saw me with the umbrella. He's walking in the rain because some customer schmuck stole his umbrella. I couldn't say, hey, you can't have it. Like, I had to give it to him, right? I had to.
But if he does see you every day, there has to be some guilt, right, if I can't steal this guy's umbrella.
What, for him?
Yeah.
He's on the job. He's not going to steal my umbrella. Somebody might steal it from him. Well, like somebody walking by might go, oh, it's a hurricane outside. Let me just steal the umbrella. I don't know.
Get better security then. Come on.
he's the valet man. He's supposed to be both, right? And no, kind of.
Have an eye out. At least put the umbrella away so people can't see it.
Oh, come on. He's using it to, go and fetch a car here. And he's using the umbrella. And I've probably used it for the last time. Now, guess what happens when I have to leave here? Guess who doesn't have an umbrella in a storm?
Do you have a jacket on, at least?
I have a hoodie today.
Oh, boy.
And guess who didn't? I walked to work today. I didn't drive.
Oh, boy.
And guess who has to walk in the storm?
Oh, no.
Yeah, watch. I know it. I'm not going to say his name. This man took my umbrella. You can't say no. I feel like a schmuck. Like I got flim flam. Like I got bamboozled. I was led astray. Hickey, I saw him walk. He was walking in the rain, going back to the front of the hotel under the big awning. He's walking. He had no umbrella. And I'm like, this is unusual. What the hell is he doing in the rain? And he saw me. He goes, hey. I go, hey, what's up? He goes, man, you saved me. I go, what? He goes, give me that umbrella. I say, what?
He said, give it to me. Not even can I borrow it?
Oh, that's our relationship. That's our relationship. Oh, it's our relationship.
Oh,
I say, what happened? He goes, lady came outside and said, hey, I need to run to Whole Foods and she needed an umbrella. And I gave her my umbrella and she never came back. And I go, okay, here, just take this. I said, I will be back here in 4 hours. I said, at 4 hours, I will be back here to collect my umbrella. He said, thank you. He said, I'll be right here. I said, okay. Knowing that I'll never see that umbrella again.
I was going to say, are we sure he's actually going to be working till 10 p.m.?
I see him. We see each other every day, all day.
Okay, so you know for a fact his shift goes beyond the show.
He will be there when I'm out of here.
Okay.
Unless he's chasing down the schmuck who stole my umbrella.
Is he bigger than you? Worst case scenario?
You want me to fight my friend? This is my guy here. This is my friend.
Is he your friend if he's not giving you the umbrella back?
It's not his fault if it gets if somebody steals my umbrella, he's gonna buy me a new one. I know that much.
Okay. I hope so.
Of all days to have my own, to willingly give up my umbrella. Kind of had no choice, but then also to just have it disappear. Well, let's put positive vibes into the atmosphere. Let's do that. Nothing positive with the Mets and Braves. They're not playing because of the storm. My guy downstairs outside the station, took my umbrella because he needed it for work. This might be the start of bad things happening. Let's hope not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. That is a good thing. And when we come back on the other side of the break, unfortunately, we have to talk about someone who feels that they were robbed. Matt Sluka, a quarterback from UNLV. He told them, Rebels, he said, I'm running my ass up one out of here because you didn't pay. This quarterback, the starting quarterback for the team, left the school today, last night, because they didn't pay him his money. What does he say? What does his agent say? What does UNLV say? We're going to talk about this on the other side. A matter of fact, I told you, Andrew Brandt is going to join us. Sports business genius is coming through next hour to chat with us. And speaking of people getting robbed, I told you this. In an hour and 45 minutes, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. The top six crooks in sports. And these people are stealing more than my umbrella. Yeah, it might be a common theme today. Watch your wallet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk about Matthew Sluka on the other side. Don't move. We're just getting started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Yes, 855-212-4227. Hey, when you play sports outside, you got to deal with the elements, right? Football, baseball, soccer. Play through every and anything unless it's some lightning. That lightning strike is no good. Anyway, something else that's no good. Having a football record right now in college of 3-0. And your starting quarterback says, I'm out. Bye. Peace. Later. I'm gone. And decides to leave. Why? Not because he's injured. Not because of some terrible catastrophe at home. Not because. No. Because he's not getting paid. And that's exactly what happened last night. The world found out and widespread earlier today. As Matthew Sluka from UNLV decided, I'm leaving. He says one of the assistant coaches offered him $100,000. This man was playing at Holy Cross. He needed to finish up his semester there. Needed to enroll at UNLV. And then he'd get paid. Well, they're 3-0. They're getting ready to take on Fresno State. And he says he has not received his full monies. Take a listen to this from CBS Sports HQ earlier today.
Buckle up for this story. UNLV QB Matthew Sluka is now transferring, most likely. The Rebels are off to a 3-0 start, and Sluka is a big reason why. Sluka came to Vegas as a transfer from Holy Cross, but now he says there were some promises made that were not kept, and he wants out. Here is what he had to say about this situation on social media, saying, I have decided to utilize my redshirt year and will not be playing in any additional games this season. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program.
Man, this is crazy. Welcome to the wild, wild west of college sports, man. Basically, because the guy hasn't played four games yet, he can leave. He can tack on another season. He'd be like, yeah, I didn't play four games, so let me get hooked up somewhere else. This is nuts. His agent said in July there was no NIL payments. There was no $100,000. I guess you could say $0. He was given a $3,000 relocation fee, and that was it. Now, that's from the athlete. That's from the agent. What does UNLV have to say about this? The quarterback who quit on the entire team because he didn't get paid. UNLV takes the approach of, this is wrong. UNLV says, our athletics department interpreted these demands as a violation of the NCAA pay-for-play rules, as well as Nevada state law. UNLV does not engage in such activity, nor does it respond to implied threats. UNLV has honored all previously agreed-upon scholarships for Matthew Sluka. Wow. Everybody says that there was no paper agreement. The Sluka side, they said that there was no paper agreement. So in my mind, I got some news for everybody involved that's upset that there was no money sent. You did it to yourselves. That's dumb. That's Stupid. And then you agreed with this with an assistant? Come on. And you thought the school would then back it up? Now, this is messy. This is ridiculous. Because everybody is screwed up here. Pretty much, and we've had this conversation on the air before, because the NCAA is screwed up. Because the system that basically enacted NIL back in 2021, they made it a free-for-all. There are no rules. There are no regulations. There is no you do this, you do that. It's like, hey, the guy is bailing. If you never needed more of a reason, eventually for the players to unionize and have contracts and collective bargaining, man, what the hell are we waiting on? And UNLV on the football side, they don't have a quarterback right now. This guy, Matt Sluka, has thrown for 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's rushed because a guy can run. He's rushed for 286 yards in the TD. And now they might as well throw me and Hickey back there at quarterback because the guy just bailed because he did not get paid. If I would have told you 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, why did the quarterback leave? Because the team didn't pay him. You go, what? What are we talking about here? But this is the modern world that we play in right now. And so, yeah, you can blame Sluka's representatives, who also, by the way, represent Patrick Mahomes, if you wanted to look it up, the agency. You can go ahead and blame UNLV. Why is this guy promising things that he may not be authorized to deliver? You know, why was there a guy with the Colorado Buffaloes trying to find NIL money from Saudi Arabia? What are we doing? Where are the rules? And where's the NCAA? We know they don't give a damn. They no longer getting a cut of everybody's money, so they do not give a rat's ass. And so now we have different governments, state and local governments, who are trying to, you know, put some parameters around NIL and what you can and can't do. But ultimately, what we saw today, we might see a little bit more. We might see more players saying, hey, where's my money? You need to pay me more money before I leave. Nick Saban said it all before he decided to bounce. Nick Saban said, I sat down with my wife and I said, what are we doing? You know, these youngsters, these young men, these young whippersnappers, they're not coming into my office asking me about playing time. These guys are coming into my office asking me how much money are they going to make? Well, college players, college athletes, they should have been making money from a long time ago. But what has been screwed up is the lack of a system and a lack of parameters where everybody has clarity on what's going on. And I was just kind of joking about this. I said, you know, this is a precedent set. I made a joke. I said, wouldn't it be funny a little bit if everybody at UNLV decided to just say, you know what, they're not paying me. And they just, everybody just left. If half the damn student rosters and half the guys are just like, hey, you know what, I'm not getting enough NIL money. I'm leaving. The quarterback quits, so I can quit. I mean, I know what happened when I was in school. If the substitute teacher walked out, I mean, I'm quitting too. My day's over. And then lo and behold, their running back, he's a fourth leading rusher, no big deal, Michael Allen, he decided to leave too only a couple of hours ago. Listen to these beautiful, amazing, well-written PR messages that they put on social media. Michael Allen, former running back for UNLV. After 3 games, I've decided to utilize my red shirt and enter the portal at the end of the season as a red shirt junior. I'm grateful for UNLV and wish them nothing but success. Expectations for opportunities, unfortunately, were not met. And I'm excited to continue my football career. You said everything except for they didn't pay me my money. Expectations for opportunity. Oh, fourth leading rush. Okay. Hickey, do me a favor. Just don't quit in the next 5 minutes, okay? Don't do that.
Payday is Friday. Let me tell you, if it is late, no me showing up at 6 o'clock.
You out of here? Wow. Man, we don't need that. Sheesh. This story is wild. How many more? This is, he has set the mark. Who's going to use this line next year? Nobody else is going to quit. They got to, you know, get out of there before there are four games. But other people are going to use this. They didn't pay me. They promised me the money. And so I'm out of here. Quitting right out of the gate. And this is just awful all across the board for college athletics. We're going to talk next hour with Andrew Brandt. He's going to come through, former agent, media personality. I want to ask him, what happens next? Where are the parameters for college athletics? Where's the line drawn? To have this situation, oh my God, this is kind of mind-boggling, right? To have a college athlete playing, supposed to have some money, but no contract for him to receive that money. He plays three games and then he quits because he's not paid. Now, UNLV looks like a bunch of cheapskates. He could potentially look like a quitter depending on your perspective. In the NCAA, they look like big old clowns. And the fans, well, they're just screwed out of all this nonsense that continues to go on. I don't blame Sluga for leaving. And I don't blame UNLV for passing a buck. Next time, just blame the NCAA. They're the big suckers in this situation. And the fans, well, we all know the fans, they miss out as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Get prepared. There are going to be some more guys leaving. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of people leaving, we are winding down the days, the minutes, and the hours. Well, forget the days. We're down to the hours before the Oakland A's are no longer in Oakland. They're wrapping up their time in the Bay Area before they move north and then east into the desert. And then there's another team. This is the worst team in Major League Baseball history. They are punishing their fans by still playing games. I'm talking to you about the White Sox. And no, I'm not exaggerating. This is not a joke. This is not hyperbole. The White Sox are trash. We'll talk about a team leaving a city and another team that just needs to shut it down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about how Matthew Sluka is now the former quarterback for UNLV. Decided to bail last night because he wasn't getting paid. He says he was promised $100,000 from UNLV, or at least one of their collectives, to play on their behalf. All they got was $3,000. Here's your location fee, relocation fee. Take the money. They didn't come to any further agreement as to a payment schedule on the remaining $97,000. And so he left. After three games, a 3-0 record, he left his team high and dry. Welcome to the new world of college football. Blame the NCAA. They're the ones to blame. They had no problem pocketing all this money for all these years and decades. In the minute that the players were able to make money, they said, all right, we out. We good. Y'all figure it out. You'll figure it out. Anyway, speaking of money, and we know that's what makes the world go round. Sad, sad, sad. We have finally reached the day. Awful. Professional sports is leaving Oakland. The Oakland Athletics are finishing up their final home series as the Oakland A's tomorrow. It's a shame. They're taking on the Texas Rangers. They finish against the Rangers. They won yesterday. Tomorrow's a final game. We had fans yesterday trying to take seats out of the Oakland Coliseum. We have fans tomorrow that are hoping that every nook and cranny of the stadium is filled up before they go to Sacramento. And hope, let me repeat this, hope to be in Vegas by 2027. This is sad news. I personally love Oakland. I love the Bay Area, specifically the Oakland side. The Warriors moved to San Francisco. The Raiders went to Vegas. And the A's are going to be following them. No more big-time professional sports in Oakland. Listen to this from NBC Bay Area.
Well, it is the beginning of the end for the A's in Oakland. Tonight, the team opened its final homestand at the Coliseum. As you can imagine, it's going to be very emotional for fans as they see the A's play their final games in the Bay Area.
The players are keeping their focus on the field and the Yankees. As for the fans, it's gut-wrenching as they deal with the reality of saying goodbye to their hometown team.
It's killing us, yeah. You're gonna make me cry.
Since there's no crying in baseball, Smith and many other fans are reflecting on all the great moments and memories they have coming to watch the A's play for 57 seasons in the Coliseum.
I think that's going to be the thing that we miss the most. The game is always going to be the game, and we can go to different places, and we will. But this place is home.
Oh, man, that sucks. Had this conversation with somebody today. It's like, hey, you know, what do the A's do? If you're an A's fan, what do? Yeah. You just still root for the A's, right? They'll just be in Vegas or Sacramento. And by the way, the paperwork, the ink is not dry on a permanent situation in Las Vegas. Who's paying for a stadium on the Tropicana site? What government entity, you know, Henderson County, what city, who's paying for? All of that has not been set out and laid in stone. The A's, this is a team that has played in Oakland at that terrible-ass Coliseum since 1968. It is 2024. This is their final season. It doesn't matter how many championships or what memories or who went 40 for 40 or who stole a base or who hit on run. None of that matters. They're going to Sacramento to play in a minor league ballpark while they get things kind of just settled out in Vegas. And by the way, that minor league ballpark, some of the temperatures this past summer, they were 100 degrees. What are you going to do? I don't know, maybe the temperature is still at 97 at night every day. You'll never be able to play a day game. The facilities are going to be subpar because it's a minor league stadium. And Hickey, you were worried about the rain for baseball? Baseball doesn't care about the players enough to have a team that's supposed to be moving to a place that they don't even got a full-time address.
Insane. It's absolutely insane. And two, I saw, I didn't think about this, but I saw some MLBPA reps bring up the fact that the AAA team that's in Sacramento, they're still playing there. You know, they're not moving their season. So you have that field, essentially, it's going to be used every day in the summertime. Does that wear down the grass? Does it make it more dangerous for players because you can't take care of it as much as you normally would when they're away on a road trip because you're the only team playing in that stadium? It is so bizarre and crazy and sad.
They're going to send a minor league baseball team to a high school field. It's like everybody has to take a bump down. Hey, the A's are coming into town. They got to use the crap field, and you got to play on a high school field.
With no fence.
No fence. Birds in the outfield and cats and dogs. This is just sad. To even think in Major League Baseball a team could temporarily relocate without a permanent home. We just talked about a guy. I don't know, maybe it's something about Nevada. We love Nevada. We're talking about a quarterback who just left the state because there wasn't paperwork for him to get paid. Matthew Sluka from UNLV. And here we have a Major League Baseball team. I would say one of the more popular in the country. People know the A's, even if it's a retro feel in the vibe because of the 70s with Reggie or Eckersley, or you think about Canseco or Ricky. They always had a cool vibe to them. I mean, even if you go back to the last time they were great for a stretch, the A's had a hippie vibe. You know, Jason Giambi and Mulder and Hudson Zito, they had a hippie vibe. Chavez, just freewheeling A's. They don't even have a deal in place on paper in Las Vegas. And Major League Baseball's like, yeah, sure, just go to Sacramento. Not the same thing, but could you imagine the New York Knicks saying, you know what? We want to move the Knicks to, I don't know, Montreal. But before we go to Montreal, let's make a stop up in Buffalo. We're going to relocate temporarily to Buffalo. But we don't have a deal in Montreal. What are we doing? This is dumb. This is like being a vagabond. This is like being a nomad, except for this is a franchise, a baseball franchise worth billions of dollars run by a thief. Hey, what did he steal? Well, the hearts and minds and souls of the fans in Oakland. He did that. Mr. Fisher, the jackass. Can't do this. This is almost like, and maybe you have that friend. Maybe you are that friend. Maybe you've been there before because life sucks. It's like, hey, can I crash on your couch for a couple of days? A couple of days turns into a couple of weeks. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to leave next week. Turns into a couple of months. Hey, man, you've been here for a while. You got to start paying some rent. I got you. I got you, man. I'm still working. And a guy doesn't leave. This is basically what's happening in baseball. The Oakland Athletics are leaving Oakland with plans to move to Vegas, but they want to squat in Sacramento for a little while. This is just, oh, let me choose the correct words here. It's sad. It's terrible. Low barrel. Welcome to Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred's Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, we got another team. We got a city with two teams. Chicago got the Cubs and the White Sox. And the White Sox might as well cease to exist. I mean, they have tied the New York Mets, who were an expansion franchise at the time, for the most losses ever in modern life. 120. How the hell are you a professional team? You have won 37 games and you lost 120? I mean, damn it, by the time we get the loss number, you know, 50, 30, I'm quitting. I'm still going to collect my check, but I'm just clocking it in at this point in time. They're going to break this record for most losses ever. It's only a matter of time. They got five games left. They're going to play in about an hour from now. And this is disastrous. They barely beat the Angels last night. Had to come back and beat them 3-2. Ozzie Guillen, someone who actually knows about a championship with the White Sox. I know, I can't believe it. This past Sunday, this is what he had to say about the White Sox tying that modern record with the Mets. Not a record you want. It was on NBC Sports.
It's a lot of questions in the air. It's like, why, how that happened? Upset, embarrassing in some point. Even you try to do that, I don't think you can do it. With the Mets, that was an expansion team. This organization will be there for a long, long time. And only one thing about it is nothing will click for them from the beginning. Nothing clicked for the White Sox. They lose so many different ways. The only thing go through my mind is just like stay positive, learn from this fiasco, and learn from very upset, sad, embarrassing year. And that's all you can do about it. And nothing is over. It's over with. And it just, we have what, six games more left.
Six more games.
That's going to be, you know, I think they will break that record. They will shadow that record.
Yeah, well, now it's five games. And if you think they're going to end the year on a winning streak, don't do that. They're going to lose. The fans were chanting to Jerry Reinsdorf, who also owns the Chicago Bulls, by the way, another franchise going nowhere. Need to thank his lucky star, some guy named Michael Jordan fell in his lap. They were chanting for him to sell the team. Sell the team. This is the most losses of a team since 1900. You don't have to be a mathematician. 124 years? I thought baseball players were supposed to get better. How do you have a team that is so damn bad that no living human being, I'm going to say that again, there is not a human being on earth that has seen or witnessed a baseball team this bad.
That is grounds for selling the team? That is sad.
Yeah, well, It's my favorite thing to do. Look up ages. Let's see. I know. Up 88. Okay. I don't know. Jerry Reinsdorf looks like the type to live until 120.
Does he have that Jerry Jones diet, or is it the anti-Jerry Jones diet?
I don't know. I feel more confident in him being around than Jerry, okay? All right. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying. If you want Jerry Reinsdorf to sell the team, you may want to hope on that sooner than later. The Bulls and the Sox. I gave Zach LaVine one of them silly contracts, too. Ugh. Terrible. At least they got multiple teams in Chicago. At least you got Caleb Williams now. Root for him. Yeah, Jerry Reinsdorf don't own them Bears. And I hope they keep the Bears in the city. Don't move them to the burbs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The A's are done in Oakland tomorrow. The White Sox are done. They've been done. There's somebody in Indianapolis. Her first season might be done tonight. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.